The state's estimate puts the Southeast Alaska population at 73,526 people for last year. That's 1,862 more than in the 2010 federal census. The Alaska Department of Labor uses permanent fund applications for its count. According to state demographer Eddie Hunsinger, the estimate accounts for natural increases, which is the difference between births and deaths, and the natural migration of people moving into or out of an area.
So the Southeast region for 2010 to 2011, about 653 people added through natural increase, and net migration added about 1,209 people to the Southeast region. So this is definitely different than we've seen in previous years, in that we have positive net migration for the region. We're not sure that this is part of a broader trend, but it's certainly a year that's higher than we've seen in the recent past.
The Southeast population increase is just under 1.9%. That's actually a little higher than the statewide average, which is 1.7%. While the increase in the region is not dramatic, Dunsinger says it's significant in the sense that there was clearly more growth than the region has seen for a number of years.
There have been years of ups and downs. The past couple years, we had some increase. Earlier in the decade, we did have, meaningful decreases for a few years there, but nothing that changed the population very dramatically. The big difference as far as allocation is that while the rest of the state was growing in many places quite a bit, Southeast was remaining about the same.
This year's boost does not have any effect on the apportionment of legislative districts, which was based on the 2010 census. As a result of those numbers, Southeast is slated to lose two of its seats in the legislature. Hunsinger says Southeast was one of a few areas that saw more of an increase in 2011 than in recent years.
We saw some change in Southwest and Northern region. We have an increase in births in those regions, which contributed to growth out there, and also not as much losses through net migration. In fact, some net migration gains in some parts of the Southwest and Northern regions. So those were three interesting regions for the state population change this year: Southeast, Southwest, and Northern.
More specifically, in Southeast, the department says Petersburg's population was 3,030 people. That's 22 more people than the state's latest estimate for 2009, and 82 people more than the federal census count in 2010. And it's still about 370 less than a decade ago. Petersburg's school enrollment has seen a long decline, so any population increase is great news for local officials like Community Development Director Leah Luzak.
And it'll help the school district, too, in a few years. Just looking around, it seems like there's a lot of young kids running around, and some growth is always good.
The state's 2009 estimate of about 2,973 people put Petersburg's population below 3,000 for the first time in decades. However, the state revises those older numbers annually, and it now says that Petersburg actually had just over 3,000 people that year. The entire Petersburg census area, which includes Cake, Kuprnoff, and Port Alexander, saw nearly a 2.6% increase in 2011. The Prince of Wales Hyder area went up nearly 3.4%. The Sitka census area saw about a quarter of a percent growth, while Skagway and Yakutat areas each dropped by less than half a percent. Wrangell went up about 1.2% in population. Ketchikan saw just over a percent increase. Juneau saw nearly 2.4%. Hoonah and Angoon went down by a quarter of a percent, and Haines apparently saw the biggest increase of 3.3%. For more details, you can visit the department's webpage at labor.alaska.gov. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.